Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Holistic Hoedown. I can't almost say it. I can either. This is Rebecca Spedkoff, and I'm here with Megan Bauer.
Hi.
And we're here back with this bonus episode because we had so many questions about from our Daily Detox episode. It's episode one. If you haven't listened yet, go back and listen to Daily Detox if you want. It's not mandatory for this episode to listen to that, but it explains a little bit more. We wanted to follow up because caffeine was brought up so much. Most people, I think, drink coffee, and everyone was like, okay, we do this detox, and when is the coffee? When can we mix that in? And Megan was like, okay, you can have coffee, but I know, Megan, you wanted to be like, hey, we need to address the coffee sitch.
Yes. And I even said we need to have a coffee episode because coffee is something in this country and maybe in other countries we all feel very strongly about. And there's, I know for me, so I don't drink caffeine. And for me, the hardest part about getting over caffeine wasn't really the caffeine. It was the ritual. It was sitting down with a hot mug of warm liquid and just, even checking my emails, getting my day started. It was that ritual of that warm cup of something.
Well, and with people. Like my husband and I, it is our serious ritual. It's like he'll make me a cup of coffee and it's a sweet thing. It's like a whole, like I've talked about with food for me, it's a whole social element. It's a ritual, all the things.
It's a community building event. And you don't really think of something as simple as a cup of coffee being such a huge part, but it's a huge part of our culture. And it's a huge part of mom culture in this country because all the moms are like, I can't do anything without my coffee. Don't talk to me without my coffee.
Right.
And so I want to kind of sit here and address, and this is not to make anybody feel bad about their life choices. That's not ever what this podcast will be about.
No.
But I did want to bring some awareness to what coffee does to your body. Because yeah, it's great. It gets us going. But I'm here to tell you that if you do the daily detox and that celery juice and that lemon lime water, you're going to get that energy back that you lost from the caffeine. And so caffeine does two things. So caffeine is extremely, extremely dehydrating. So I used to be the person that would wake up, I wouldn't do anything, I wouldn't drink anything for like an hour and a half, and then the first thing I would consume would be a cup of coffee. And then the whole day, I mean, I realize this now. When I was doing it, I was like, yeah, I'm fine. Everything's great. But then I stopped drinking caffeine and I realized how awful I felt before. And we're going to talk about pee. It's just, I'm letting you know right now. So for me, I would drink the coffee. And still, when I drink coffee, I will go to the bathroom immediately and pee. And my pee is dark yellow and it smells like coffee. And I'm like, I don't think it should be like that, right? That's probably not good. So caffeine is extremely, extremely dehydrating to the body. And if it's the first thing that you drink when you wake up, you know, you're already dehydrated from sleep because your body has done so much while you sleep, just like we talked about in the first episode. Your body's done so much while you've slept. And then you wake up and you basically dehydrate an already dehydrated body.
And you're
starting off your day in the deficit. So you're starting off your day in the red when it comes to hydration. And we're all chronically dehydrated, even me. And I try to drink as much fluid as I can throughout the day, even with my detox. We're all chronically dehydrated. So, you're shooting yourself in the foot the minute you wake up in the morning. So that's not a great way to start the day. And the second thing that caffeine does, and probably the more important thing, is it gives the adrenals. So when we go into fight or flight, when something is wrong, when we're in panic mode, when we have to defend fight or flight, when we have to defend ourselves, our adrenal glands go into overdrive. And so you know, they produce these life-saving hormones that allow us to get out of sticky situations that have caused this fight or flight response.
And we need that.
And we need that. That is so neat. I mean, there's a reason that we were built that way. And, you know, now we're not running from woolly mammoths and bears, but, you know, people cut us off in traffic and we have to be thinking on the quick, like, okay, I gotta, you know, that stuff, those little like instances that take your breath away, that's exactly what happens is your adrenal glands spike and they produce those hormones that save your life. What coffee does is it tells your adrenal glands, holy shit, fight or flight, produce those hormones now. Mm-hmm. And so you're telling, and your adrenal glands like, oh, okay, you got it. So your adrenal gland starts producing these hormones and you don't really need it to produce those hormones. And so you can imagine just like stress hormones, right? Stress hormones are good. They tell us a lot about the situations that we're in. The problem is we all live such stressful lives that our stress hormones are in constant production. And those stress hormones over time are toxic and can wear away the insides of your body. And so what you're doing basically the same thing when you drink coffee, you're telling your adrenal glands to produce these chemicals that are important, but they're not meant to be produced consistently over the long haul. Right. Well, they're meant in fight or flight situations. They're not meant for Monday morning, Tuesday morning, Wednesday morning, Thursday morning, you know?
Well, I wouldn't even just
2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah. I was going to say it's the whole day sometimes. Right. And I feel like on top of all the anxiety and like you are alluding to is like a lot of us have anxiety in our lives, a lot of it.
Yes.
And so we're just compost, you know, like what was the word?
Compounding.
I was like, composting? No, that's not it. Where it's like compounding on top of all of that stuff. And I mean, I personally can only do one cup because of what I found that has done to me with like all my stuff. Like it messes with my menstrual cycle. It messes with my thyroid. And I mean, it literally makes me a different person if I drink more than one cup. And I would love to talk, I know you're probably heading there, but talking about different options, and I'm so curious what you drink otherwise then.
So I'm a huge fan of herbal tea. And I found this brand, it's called Numi, N-U-M-I, and they make a chai, and I'm just going to butcher this word because I don't know how to pronounce it, Rubios. R-O-O-B.
Oh, I think you actually call it rooibos.
Thank you. Because, oh my God, I've never heard anybody else say the word. So I've just been like, sure, that's how I pronounce it. I don't know.
Well, I also could be really wrong, but I think someone, they did like a, you know, they tried to like phonetically spell it for me. And I think that's what I remember. But okay, someone correct us.
Yes, please do. We're always looking for, yeah, it can't be Rubios because R-O-O-B-I-O-S is Rubios. And this is R-O-O-I-B-O-S.
B-O-S, yeah.
So I found a chai tea. It's a decaf chai tea. And Rubios, or you say it again.
Rooibos. Rooibos.
Right? Anytime you see that, that is a naturally, it's a decaffeinated plant, but it provides energy through other forms. So anytime you see that in a tea, that's a good sign that one, it's naturally caffeine free. Two, it'll give you a boost of energy if you need it. So I found this brand and it's Numi, N-U-M-I. Okay. And it's that R word that neither one of us really know what we're talking about. And
but
it it's a decaffeinated chai tea. And I love chai tea because it's got all the spices and it's very warming. And to me, that sort of fills that hole that coffee gave me with that warming, comforting, I'm going to be here for you no matter what type feeling that coffee gives us. And chai tea does that for me. But chai tea, standard, you know, traditional chai tea is made with black tea. Black tea also has caffeine. And I should say, I'm talking specifically about caffeine. I'm not talking about coffee. I'm talking about all things that have caffeine in them. Matcha tea, green tea, black tea. Yeah, green tea's got lots of antioxidants, but at what price? What price are you getting? You can get antioxidants with no strings attached. without, you know, you don't need to get your antioxidants through green tea. You can get them through fruits and vegetables. And then, you know, your adrenal gland isn't having to produce those life-saving hormones. So right. I like, I also found, and this is, we're going to go down this rabbit hole.
Hey, go ahead. I was actually wondering, so then do you drink, like, do you put a little bit of cream in there too? Like, what does that look like for?
Sometimes. So, and that's another thing with coffee is that I know a lot of us love coffee with cream and sugar. And the whole point of the daily detox is to avoid fat and refined sugar, you know, that early in the morning.
So what if it's coconut?
you know, coconut is so controversial and we could probably do a whole episode on that. Coconut is a great source of fat, but what we have to realize is it's a saturated fat. You know, it's a plant-based saturated fat, but it's still a saturated fat. So just like everything in life, moderation is key. And I personally don't. Now, if I'm having my first cup of tea at noon, right, and I've already done my detox, then yeah, I'll put a spoonful of coconut cream in there.
Or if I'm hungry, to have your fats after noon.
Right. I try to have my fats like in the afternoon when I have my afternoon tea, I'll put a little bit of coconut cream in there. But in the morning, I'll either drink it just by itself or I'll put a little sploosh of maple syrup in there or a little bit of honey, like raw honey, just to give myself the boost of glucose. And, you know, I like my tea to be sweet. And when I drink chai tea with a little bit of maple syrup, I feel like I'm eating some sort of decadent Christmas dessert. So I really, oh my gosh. Okay. Saturated fat.
I know I got you off.
Oh, okay. And so another pitfall we need to look out for is decaffeinated teas and coffee.
I'm curious about that.
So I'm guilty. I have a box of decaffeinated Earl Grey tea in my pantry right now. I will probably have some after we get done recording because I just love the taste of Earl Grey. But we have to be conscious that whatever process they use to decaffeinate something, to take the caffeine, whether it's coffee beans or tea leaves, it's a very harsh process.
And so they bleach it or something like that.
Yeah. So if you're going to drink coffee, drink caffeinated coffee. This whole episode is about, you know, not drinking caffeine, but try to avoid decaffeinated anything because the process that they have to go through to get that caffeine out, it strips the plant of the good stuff of it, and then it adds chemicals on top of it. So you're getting, not only are you getting, I'm doing a decaf tea. You're getting a daily dose of chemicals with that. And so the whole point of detoxing is to try to avoid those chemicals at all costs. So I let myself have my decaffeinated Earl Grey probably 2 or 3 times a week. Which is probably like, I used to be much more strict about it. And just recently I've been like, you know what? I just really like the taste and I'm not having 6 cups a day and I'm doing my daily morning, you know, my daily detox routine. The thing with detoxing, the reason we detox is because is so we can have that room and we can have that leverage to have that decaf coffee when we want it or have that cup of coffee when we want it. So we can give ourselves a little bit of grace because we're here to enjoy life. And if you truly enjoy coffee, then don't give it up. It's not worth being miserable over. Now, I will say if you decide to go caffeine free, those first 3 or 4 days are pretty rough.
Yeah.
But totally. If you can make it through those first 3 or 4 days, I find I have more energy. I can think clearly and I'm not like super jittery and sweaty. I get sweaty when I drink caffeine. My shirts pit out and everything. And I sleep better. And even though I don't drink any caffeine past, even if I, you know, I wouldn't ever drink caffeine past 10 a.m. But I didn't realize how much it was affecting my sleep until I stopped drinking it. And then I was like, whoa, I'm having a fantastic night's sleep. What changed? Oh my God, really? Was it the coffee? Was it the caffeine?
Yeah. And I feel like it is those first, especially 2 days, that it's just like, you got to just power through this.
Yeah.
And through the headache, or you feeling like just sort of out of it. But after that, it's almost like I stop craving it even. Mm-hmm. Like it's sort mm-hmm. of like, I don't really even want it. And I only usually start having it again because I want to share it with my husband. I want something to be a part of, you know, whatever's going on socially. But afterwards, it's like, oh, I'll just rather have a smoothie, or I'll have a cup of tea or whatever, like my herbal tea. So I guess also going into the sleep process, I know you probably, you might have some more for us.
Before we get to sleep, because I know I do want to talk about sleep because it's, it's a huge part of our lives.
The caffeine, yeah.
But I do want to say that if you do drink caffeine and you do want to detox, there's good news. In about a week of not drinking caffeine and doing, the lime water, celery juice, smoothie, detoxing combination, you can rid the body of caffeine in about a week. So it's not something that sticks with you forever. So that's good news. That's good news. Mm-hmm. But you're also not going to get rid of it by eating cheeseburgers for breakfast type thing, right? So you're going right. to have to, you are going to have to do a bit of detoxing to get that caffeine out of your system, but it's not going to be there forever. It's not going to take months. Like heavy metals will take months to get rid of, sometimes years, depending on your level of toxicity. Caffeine is a much easier toxin to get rid of.
Yes. So
there's that good news. This is not all doom and gloom in this episode, I promise.
Yeah.
So tell us about the sleep. I want to hear about caffeine on the sleep. So
actually that kind of leads right into it. I've been listening to the masterclass. I subscribed to the masterclass pass. I don't know if you're familiar with it, but there was a guy on there who is a neuroscientist and a professor, and his name's Matthew Walker. And I found his sleep masterclass super fascinating. And he talked about that in 5 to 6 hours after you consume caffeine, you still have 50% of the caffeine still circulating in your system and in your brain. And then 10 hours later, you still have about a quarter of that caffeine circulating.
Wow.
And so like if you're having your cup of coffee at 11 or whatever, I'm bad at counting, but like, but that's still well into the evening that you have caffeine circulating in your system. So whenever you're like, oh, I'm trying to, one of the things he brings up is that caffeine affects all people in different ways, depending on your genes. Mm-hmm. But it is a known fact that even regardless of your genes, if you're having a cup of coffee before bed, an espresso before bed, you may still be able to fall asleep, but it prevents you from getting into the third and fourth stages of REM deep sleep. And the importance mm-hmm. of that is that in those stages of sleep is whenever you are, recharging your cardiovascular system, your immune system, and solidifying a lot of memories. Like if you've learned something during the day, that's when it's really solidifying it into your memory and like cementing it into your brain. So
what you're saying is college could have been so much easier if I hadn't yes. been mainlining coffee for 4 years.
Yes.
And damn it.
Yes, exactly. Like we think that, and what's so fascinating is that what happens whenever we get up and we wake up, we start accumulating, it's called adenosine. And these little adenosine, I think they're enzymes or something like that. When we see daylight and it goes in through our eyes, our brains start making more of this adenosine. And it builds up throughout the day as we're awake at telling our brain, hey, you're getting tired. And the more adenosine we have, the more tired we are. Then
adenosine is an amino acid, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
So does that mean it's an enzyme? Or no?
We
can talk more about
that. Great question. Be right back. I'm Googling.
Yeah, totally. So what will happen is when the adenosine, there's little receptor sites. There's basically like a little, what did he call it? A little place that adenosine will latch onto the brain and kind of sink in. Well,
like maybe caffeine, neurotransmitters?
Yes, exactly. Okay. What caffeine will then do is actually take the place of that adenosine and take those receptor sites. So it'll prevent the adenosine from attaching. So it'll tell your body, the caffeine will then tell your body, hey, you're awake, everything's fine. We're just going on about our day. So it'll make you still feel like you're not sleepy, but adenosine will still accumulate. And so I'm sure everyone is familiar with caffeine crashes. It's as soon as that caffeine is then worn out and not in those receptor sites anymore, the adenosine is like flooding your system and you get even more tired than you would be initially. So it's almost like you're in sleep.
You're in sleep debt.
You're in sleep debt. And so you just
are
continuing.
And then that payment comes due when that caffeine wears off and you're like, 100%. Fuck, I can't do this.
And then it's like we talk about compounding. It's not composting, but it's a compounding thing. So each day you're just taking yourself into deeper sleep debt and deeper because you're not getting those levels of deep sleep. So even though you slept the whole night, you may not be waking up restored. So then you're like, oh, maybe I'll get 2 cups of coffee today because I am not fully there. And then so you're just creating this endless cycle.
Circle, yeah. And you can't. Yeah. And the only way to break it is to quit. And then you've got to deal with those. It's like 3 to 4 days, but you know, the only way out is through.
Yes. And I just thought that was super fascinating because we need our cardiovascular systems and our immune systems and our memories to be building up. And we want all of those things, but.
And like we talked about in episode 1, all the detoxing that happens while you're sleeping, all the janitorial service that's going to work while you're sleeping, you know, how effective can they be if you're not in a really deep sleep? And if you're going to bed dehydrated, then, you know, you're trying to start a car without any gas and then you wake up and you're even more dehydrated and then you add more. I mean, it's just pretty soon, you know, you're so dehydrated and you don't even know it. And dehydration makes you sleepy. One of the things I learned is if you're tired, drink a glass of water. And I'm like, oh, really? Really? If it was that easy. And it is that easy. I'm telling you, it's that easy. When I hit that 3 o'clock, I don't really get those 3 o'clock crashes anymore, but every once in a while I do, depending on my day's choices. Right. And I will just chug the biggest glass of water I can and, you know, as fast as I can, just to almost get it over with. And I'm amazed. I feel like I just got a little pep in my step after a glass of water. So, you know, it's fascinating about my husband. He's European, right? So he drinks fancy tiny coffee. He got an espresso machine for Father's Day last year and he is all about that thing. And he makes himself cute little tiny European coffee every morning. Yes. And he has it at probably 7:30, 8 o'clock in the morning. And he's like, I can't have any more caffeine after that. And I'm like, you're so sensitive. That's silly. He's like, no, I'm serious. I cannot sleep if I have any coffee after 10 a.m. And now that you've said that, I'm like, oh my God, don't tell him. He's right.
He's right.
I hope he's not listening.
But he was totally listening to his body and those cues. Like he must, you know, and I think that's the other piece of this is like, we love that comforting feel. And it's almost like, I don't know.
I'm addicted to the ritual. Yeah. I'm not addicted to the caffeine. I'm addicted to the ritual.
So I'm trying to think like, okay, so I can do and be just as happy with a warm something. Like I'm excited that you do the Numi chai tea.
You could do the lemon lime water warm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
And that could be your warm thing. And then boom, boom, you've just detoxed and cut the caffeine out.
Right. And one of the other things I even will do for myself is like every other day I have one cup, or on the weekends I enjoy that with my husband, or on Monday mornings, because it just makes a Monday even sweeter to have a cup of coffee. So it's not, I think that's the other piece of this is about, you spoke on moderation. And mm-hmm. sometimes it's like, it doesn't have to be all or nothing, and you're not totally making yourself not do it. And it's like a never, never, because it's awful. But just try and make one simple other choice one day. It doesn't, you don't even have to go for, I mean, it's nice to be able to say, oh, I'm going to do 4 days and I'm just going to get this over with because I know I want to see what this feels like. Mm-hmm. But like, give yourself a little grace and be like, okay, I'm just going to try today to have one less cup of coffee.
Right.
Or even, yeah.
And I love that idea of doing that, doing some self-experimentation. I love mm-hmm. treating my body like a science experiment. I love being like, okay, so this is how I feel when I eat this. What happens if I don't eat this for a week and then I start eating it again? And that will kind of give you a great kind of gauge as to, okay, caffeine is just not for me, or okay, I can do tiny European coffee, maybe not, you know, 8 to 10 ounces like I normally do, but mm-hmm. I can do tiny, tiny European coffee. I don't need big American coffee, because that's how we roll here.
That is definitely how we roll.
Oh, you have enough? Here's more.
Well, and I think the other piece, like you alluded to, is with the sugar. It's almost like I need this little sugar boost. But that's what I love about the lime honey water in the detox, is that it gives me that. It, mm-hmm. It's like, oh, here's this little bit of sugar that my brain is looking for, in a semi-healthier form, maybe.
Right.
But it gives me that feel. And I don't know, I've got my husband hooked on the lime honey water.
Yay!
And every morning. Yeah, he is like all about it.
Awesome.
I don't know. It's finding those alternatives, but also not feeling like you have to be completely against it and it's never going to happen and you're never going to have coffee again. It's also like, get one pump at Starbucks or of the sugar, whatever product they put in it, or don't get any sugar.
Girl, I carry a bottle of honey with me. I'm that girl.
Yes.
I bring my natural sugars with me because, you know, and you made a great point. Like if you're choosing to forego your coffee until after the lemon water, after the celery juice, after the smoothie, then you probably don't need a boost of glucose. You could probably mm-hmm. just drink it black or, you know, maybe with a little bit of cream, and you don't really need that extra sugar.
Okay. But I'm going to tell you my story. I actually was like a 2 lumps of sugar kind of girl before the lime water. And now I'm down to like half of a little teaspoon of sugar.
Fantastic. So those are those little, you don't think, you know, those inches matter. Those little teeny tiny inches matter. And you don't think, oh, it's just a half a teaspoon and it's fine. And, you know, that's not really progress. That's huge progress. And your body will reward you for that.
I feel so much better during the day. And I feel like I actually, so a lot of people have desserts at night. I know we're moving into sugar here, but I noticed also that I don't crave it as much after my meals at mm-hmm. night for dinner. And I'm like, is this because I'm not eating as much sugar during the day, or even starting
or
with
your
my coffee,
body or your body's getting bioavailable glucose and fructose to do what it needs to do. And so you're not getting those signals sent to your brain, like, give me sugar. I need that cupcake in the break room right now at all costs, because I mean, I'm just starved for anything. Right. So it could be that your body is getting what it needs. And so it doesn't want anymore.
Interesting.
Right? Yeah. So,
well,
caffeine, man. And you know what? I feel like I should finish this conversation, because I feel like we're getting here to the end. And oh my gosh, it's not going to be an hour long episode. High five to us.
Woohoo.
I feel like I should say, you know, I'm actually traveling to visit a woman we both know. You call her Dr. C. She's Caitlin to me. I'm traveling to visit her, and she has, we actually both sell this coffee called Organo Gold. And it's basically instant coffee, but it's mixed with reishi mushrooms or Ganoderma, which is so good for you, highly anti-inflammatory. And that is truthfully one of the only coffees that I can drink. It still makes my pee smell like coffee. It still makes my pee dark yellow, which tells me that that instant coffee is still dehydrating me. But mm-hmm. I don't get all the other jittery, inflammatory side effects that coffee can give you. But I have every intention of drinking coffee with my girls this weekend and just right. enjoying that cup of coffee on the couch with the girls, no kids screaming at me, no kids wanting anything from me. And I'm really looking forward to that. But I also know I'm going to pay for it, right? So I don't want to say that I'm perfect. I never drink caffeine and I have a great life and I have so much energy. That's not the case, right? I'm gonna enjoy that because I don't see her very often. And I don't ever get to drink coffee without or drink anything warm in the morning without my little tiny humans needing 50,000 things from me. And yeah. I'm gonna drink it and I'm gonna enjoy it. And then when I get back on Tuesday of next week, I'm gonna say, okay, back to it.
Yeah. And one of the things I do too is like I have an espresso machine too. Sometimes I'll take, which is like my husband is like, I can't believe you do that. I'll take like a little few spoonfuls of the espresso out, like even just one. It's like a little less caffeine, but I still taste the caffeine. So it's like, you don't have to drink your whole cup or maybe drink it out of a smaller cup. So it kind of tricks your mind and listening to your body, but those little tiny things matter. And it's sort of like, okay, you're going to have a day that you go and go crazy or weekend a little bit, but you also then have a prep for yourself, a little knowledge to be like, I'm going to drink some extra water. I'm going to, you know, make sure I have it before 10 in the morning because so I can get some restorative sleep.
Right.
All those things.
Right. Exactly. Well, I think we're wrapping up our bonus episode. I know we wanted, so we're kicking around the idea of doing a Facebook group so we can mm-hmm. really get in touch with our community. We have a Patreon page where you guys can listen to the episodes. You can also donate to the cause if you feel called to do so because we love doing this. We feel like there's value in what we're sharing with you guys.
But we gotta sustain the message too. We appreciate any support that you would like to share with us or support us by leaving a comment or a happy face on our Facebook or even our Instagram.
Yeah, for sure. And so I'm a little new to the Patreon page and I thought that people could comment. Patreon was pitched to me as a platform where people could donate money, but also, you know, you could start a community and get really, you know, people involved. So I'm still working out that piece. If that's not what we thought it was, then we'll definitely start a Facebook group and we'll get you guys all involved in that. So you can be a part of that.
Either way, reach out to us however you can. And we'd love to hear your feedback and any questions you might have about caffeine or life in general or anything you'd like for us to talk about.
Yes. Oh, and that reminds me, Reba.
Yes.
I got an email this weekend from a guy, I don't even know him, but he works for a company called Podkite and they do like data analytics for podcasts. And we, ma'am, are ranked on Apple Podcast. And I don't know what that means, but it sounds awesome.
Awesome.
We are ranked as of Saturday, Sunday morning when I got the email. We are ranked.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
Yes, thank you. We are ranked 204th. Of alternative health and wellness podcasts. And I am happy with that. I don't know what any of that means.
We don't know what it means.
But you know what? Being ranked in something sounds cool. So
we'll take it.
Yeah, I'll take it. And we want to thank you guys so much. We obviously would not be ranked if you hadn't downloaded the episodes, listened. We wouldn't be making more. We wouldn't even be making this bonus episode if we hadn't gotten so many questions about what about our coffee? What are you doing with our coffee?
Yeah.
So yeah. Keep them coming. We've got a lot. And Reba and I have a lot of great content planned.
Yes.
But we also love to talk and we could talk about really anything and everything.
Yeah.
So let us know what you want to hear us talk about. If you have questions about, you know, well,
literally anything.
Really
honestly.
Anything. Yeah.
Parenting, except, gardening. Yeah. Oh, except for, I forget what you said.
No taxes. Don't ask me about taxes.
No, but what's so funny is that after that comment on taxes, I literally had three or four people be like, I actually don't have a business. Well, some of them did have a business. A few didn't. And they were like, I would still listen about taxes, actually.
You know, after I like made fun of you for being like, oh, we should talk about taxes. I'm like, oh, that's so boring. After I did that, 2 days later, I was like, could I write that off? Oh my God, I have tax questions. We need to do, damn it, we need to do a tax episode.
So we will. We will.
We will. Once we find somebody who knows about taxes to come talk to us, we'll do a tax episode. So
yeah.
Thanks, you guys, everybody, so much for downloading and listening and asking questions and giving us feedback and getting us ranked on Apple Podcasts. You guys rock.
Yeah. Have an awesome, wonderful day.
Yes. And a great week. Bye.